From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 4th. Hey, it's Riley. July 4th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Michael Popak, Trump folds as pressure mounts on administration. Even as the Supreme Court has been an unreliable check on Donald Trump's extreme immigration agenda, we the people has been a formidable restraint on his power. That's what Project Saltbox co-founder Michael Ristin discovered last month when news broke that the Trump administration plans to get rid of 7 immigration warehouses that cost taxpayers $700 million. The development follows nationwide opposition to the warehouse scheme generated in no small part to information that Project Saltbox disseminated. Ristin joins All Rise News to reflect on the major win for civic engagement as America's 250th anniversary approaches. Next, second, from the Hindu Top, Emma Crisis, women actors accuse S.H. Wethamenon of communal polarization, political and corporate nexus. Actors Anseeba Hassan, Mala Parvathy, and Usha Hasina address the media hours after S.H. Wethamenon secured a stay from a month of court against functioning of AMA ad hoc committee that followed her resignation announcement. Up next, third, from the Guardian World, pull an all-nighter? How parents, schools, fans and police plan to cope with England's 1 a.m. kickoff. Popular national pastimes of drinking and football will make post-Mexico Monday a day of sore heads and sleepy children. England are through to the round of 16 in the World Cup and, as is customary in the run-up to a major international footballing fixture, the country may be losing its mind. Because piled on top of the 60 years of hurt for the men's team, England fans have another obstacle to overcome with the forthcoming fixture, a grueling kickoff time of 1 a.m. BST. Continue reading and then, fourth, from the Guardian World. Brexit means home fee qualification ends in 2028, leaving those hoping to study in UK not now eligible for loans. British teenagers living in the EU could be priced out of UK universities in 2 years' time, as a Brexit rule change means they face the double whammy of paying costly international fees while losing access to student finance. Brexit rule change means British teens in EU face soaring student fees for UK degrees. British passport holders living in the EU still qualify for home fee status at UK universities, but this will no longer be the case when the grace period ends in 2028, meaning the first wave to be affected are starting their A-levels, or equivalent, this autumn. Continue reading next. Fifth, from the Daily Beast, Trump, 80, hijacks Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding news. Donald Trump seemed to be getting slightly antsy on Friday night, amid the way too much attention being paid to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's massive wedding bash in Manhattan. So the White House took decisive action. Just 10 minutes after several digital pink signs lit up outside Madison Square Garden to declare Swift and Kelce as just and T-married, the White House took a moment to co-opt the newlyweds' announcement. At 8:04 p.m., the official White House account on X shared a post in which they boldly replaced the couple's happy announcement with an altered I declaration, "Donald Trump is your president." The post was captioned, "It's happened," which most of the public is acutely aware of. One quickly responded with the same scene with a different announcement, "Trump is in the Epstein files. Why would MSG do this?" quipped the poster. Another pointed out, "Trump is a felon," and still another noted, "Trump raised your prices." Trump already tried to horn in on the Taylor/Travis action on Thursday when a White House post, in a particularly cringy effort, tried to make the president appear like a rock star in a long-awaited Eras tour. To elevate himself even higher, Trump headed Friday to Mount Rushmore, where he has long talked about wanting to see a giant stone carving of his own face joining those of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. That's all Trump critics needed. He recently posted an image of himself atop Mount Rushmore on Truth Social. During his first term, Trump told then-Rep. Kristi Noem of South Dakota that his dream was to join the other presidents atop Mount Rushmore. Some supporters and MAGA suck-ups have introduced legislation to make that happen, though those efforts have reportedly stalled. Trump traveled to the monument in the Black Hills of South Dakota Friday evening, where his planned speech at the site was temporarily delayed by a hailstorm. White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt said Trump's remarks at the monument, which he buzzed with the new Air Force One gifted to him by Qatar, would be inspiring and optimistic. In the 30-minute speech, Trump touched on a number of topics, including the current state of his deal with Iran. "They're dying to settle," the president said. "They want to settle so badly." He also bashed the communist menace in the U.S., which he has used to attack Democrats, and lamented his lack of Nobel Prize despite ending 8 wars. Up next, sixth, from the Hindu top, how El Nino could damage India's economy explained. India's monsoon is the country's economic pulse, and an El Nino-driven shortfall can knock three key gears. First, the rain-fed harvest shrinks, pulling agriculture's share of GDP down and tightening the supply chain for everything from rice to cotton. Second, farmers and rural workers see their earnings dip, which curtails spending in villages and ripples through the broader market. Finally, tighter food supplies push prices higher, stoking inflation that hits households hardest. When the rains falter, the knock-on effects spread from fields to factories, nudging growth slower than policymakers hope. And then, seventh, from The Guardian UK. UK and Ireland leaders fear for Union's future under Farage-led government. Politicians across Celtic nations braced for constitutional turmoil if reform continues to rise. The rise of Nigel Farage has prompted political leaders across Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales to game the unthinkable, the breakup of the United Kingdom. Unionists who wish to save the Union and nationalists who wish to end it are bracing for constitutional turmoil if reform UK emerges triumphant with Farage as Prime Minister or official leader of the opposition after the next election. Continue reading next. 8th, from The Guardian UK. Increase to long-term incentive plan means James Jezik could significantly outearn predecessor Liv Garfield. Severn Trent has doubled the size of a long-term reward scheme for its new chief executive to as much as £3.1 million, and he could receive significantly more than his predecessor. D. Despite anger over water bosses' pay, Severn Trent doubles CEO reward plan to £3.1 million despite anger over water pay. The FTSE 100 water company said its long-term incentive plan LTIP would increase from 200% of new chief executive James Jezik's base salary to 400%, according to changes revealed in the company's most recent annual report. Jezik could receive as much as £4.8 million in a single year after salary, annual bonus, LTIP and benefits are counted. Continue reading up next. 9th, from The Guardian US, Trump launches America's 250th birthday celebrations with partisan attack. Trump opened the nation's 250th birthday weekend with a speech at Mount Rushmore on Friday night. He spent roughly half an hour on the granite stage, tying the historic site to the holiday's theme of independence. In the address, he warned that a growing communist menace threatens America, casting its supporters as enemies of the ideals born on July 4, 1776. The remarks framed the celebration as a political moment, positioning his critique alongside a tour of iconic American landmarks. And then, 10th, from the Hindu top, Kerala rains, water from Idukki Pambla Dam released, residents along Periyar advised caution. The Idukki District Administration confirmed today that they are opening the shutters at the Pambla Dam as a precaution after the recent downpours. The dam, which supplies the Periyar River and is operated by the State Electricity Board, is being lowered to manage the swelling water. Residents downstream are being asked to stay alert, avoid the banks, and be ready for possible higher flows. Officials say the action is routine after heavy rain, but they're keeping a close eye on the situation. If anything changes, they'll let people know right away. That's the day.